Christine. How are things in Silver City?
Busy as always, Edmundo.
Busy. Let's talk about two homicide cases that have been in the news in the past. Can you give us an update?
Sure. This is a case that dates back to 2013. Philemon Varela was a juvenile. He was 16 years old when he allegedly shot and killed his two cousins. The sad part of this case is that he has been awaiting trial for 4 years and sitting in detention in the Grant County Detention Center, before that the Luna County Detention Center, for 4 years. The Supreme Court has had his case for almost 3 years now. They've been supposed to rule on a motion to suppress some statements he made. They have not made a ruling. They heard oral arguments, and this case has just been delayed. Well, now his defense attorney, Stephen Taylor of the Capital Crimes Unit in Albuquerque, has filed a motion to dismiss the case altogether on grounds that his client's due process rights and rights to a speedy trial have been violated.
Which would not be so surprising, given the fact that it's been close to 5 years.
Right. It's a really tough case. The state is going for a first-degree murder charge. The defense feels like there's not enough evidence for first-degree murder. Varela made some confessions when he was speaking with his probation officers and with police, and some were admitted and some weren't, and that's what's at issue here. The ones that the Judge Robinson and district court here allowed some statements to be suppressed, and the state has appealed that. That appeal went to Supreme Court, so that's where it's been sitting for 4 years. Defense attorney Mr. Taylor has tried a number of times to get his client out and placed with other family members in different parts of the country, here, El Paso, California, but each time those family members have come before the court, they've had past crimes. So the judge has not felt that it was an appropriate placement to release him. So right now it's an appeal. It's a motion to dismiss, which is also at the Supreme Court. So this is a double homicide that could potentially be dismissed.
Let's talk about the other case.
Okay. Stephen Cyclone Morales. It's another homicide case. This one dates back to 2015. Stephen Morales has numerous felony convictions. He is facing trial for first-degree murder for a 22-year-old. He's 38. He allegedly killed Esteban Ortega, shot and killed him over a disrespect over some clown tattoos on their hands. He's been in lockup for 2 years now. He is now going to move forward to trial in 2018. He's also facing federal charges. When he was finally picked up on the homicide, he absconded and he was chased, and there was a big, you know, they were looking for him. He left a Border Patrol checkpoint in Hatch. They finally caught up with him, and he was caught with one round of ammunition. He's already a convicted felon, so they're prosecuting him on the federal charge of being a felon in possession of that round of ammunition. On that charge alone, he could face anywhere between 10 years and life in prison because he's got so many prior convictions. So his state case is going to trial for the homicide, and he's pleaded guilty in the federal case, and he's just awaiting sentencing. So hopefully in 2018 there'll be some resolution and some justice for the families there.
Hopefully there'll be some resolution on both cases. Let's move on to some positive news. The second annual Gay Pride Parade.
Yes, it was not a parade, really, a festival in our park, Goff Park, downtown, in downtown Silver City. It was bigger and better than last year. Last year was the first year. This is the second annual. They moved it to a bigger location. A lot of people turned out, the mayor, a lot of our local elected officials. We even had a performance by one of our local elected officials. We had drag queens come in from Tucson, the Diamond Divas, and I think it was just a really nice community event. We had that on our front page on Monday.
I saw a lot of the social media posts on that, too.
Yes. So that's it's been growing. This, like I said, it's only the second year. So, but a lot of support from other communities that come out and support our little gay pride event that is growing.
Let's talk about the Big Ditch.
Yes, the town is finally making some improvements to a pedestrian area of the Big Ditch. It's a little tourist area and tourist draw, so they're doing some construction, planting trees, repaving. It's right where there's a footbridge that crosses over from downtown Silver City that goes to the visitor center. So a lot of people will stop in at the visitor center, pick up their maps, and then cross over the footbridge onto Bullard Street. And the area has been looking kind of shoddy, so the town finally has some money, and they're making some nice improvements there. We should see that coming together in the next few months.
Okay, Christine, good to hear. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Edmundo. Take care. Bye-bye.